Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Thursday, and we're in a... Do you know what? Nicola Duke, Queen of Crypto. Do you know what, Nicola?
What?
Well, today is a very good analogy for the stock market, right? Because at the moment we are in a period of nice weather, aren't we? We're going to have a period of nice weather.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? But today, I don't know what it's like where you are, and I don't know whether you are out there doing your naturist thing, but...
It's sunny.
Is it?
A little bit. Yeah, it's not as warm as the last few days, and they say overcast later, but the weekend is supposed to be spectacular.
Yes, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But at the moment, where I am, it's rained last night. It's overcast today. It doesn't feel that warm, you know?
So does it not feel summery anymore?
No, it doesn't. But I know it's going to be summery, and we've had summer yesterday, pretty much. But sometimes the stock market, even in a bull market, can seem quite bearish. So at the moment, I'm looking out. It doesn't seem like the weather's going to be nice. It's not nice. But you have to realise sometimes, and also same with shares. Sometimes if you've done any research on a share, right, you know it's going to go up. It's got good news. The board of directors is good. The assets are good. They've got cash. You know all that, but it's in a downtrend. But yet, psychologically, you're thinking, oh, this is going down. This is going down. It's like the weather doesn't look right now. It doesn't look like the weekend's going to be nice, you know? So, but sometimes you have to go past that and realise, no, my research has came here.
So you don't believe that it will be nice at the weekend.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the trick is, do your research, buy on a down day, right? Sell if you think you've gone past a decent, you know, rally and you've had a decent return, sell a little bit on an up day. Go against. That's contrarian, you know? It doesn't feel like you should be selling when the stock price is rising fast, but you should. It's easy to sell, especially small caps. It's very easy to sell into liquidity. And also, you get a better price on a down day when you're buying because people are trying to sell, you're trying to buy. But if you've done your research, that's the way it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotcha.
Those two tips on investing, very good advice. Yeah, but those two tips on investing will save you a lot of money. If you've done your research, buy on a down day, sell on an up day. They'll save you a bit of reserve, and they'll add up at the end of the year. Anyway, but someone asked, by the way, how to get the Vox Markets app. I've posted a little link there on the Facebook page. It's voxmarkets.co.uk/app. And you get, by the way, if you just register and download the app, it's free of charge, and say you follow a company you're interested in, then whenever that company releases any material news, or the board of directors write on the page there, it'll be sent to you via notification, free of charge. So get the app, follow as many stocks as you want, it's up to you, and you get news within the second, as soon as an RNS is released, within seconds, you get it buzzing on your phone. And sometimes I bought some stock in a company when I've had that notification, and yet the market hasn't caught up, and you're thinking, wow, hang on a sec, I was ahead of the curve there. So it's always worth doing that. Anyway, Nicola Duke, let's go with our first stock of the day, which is...
Asia Met Resources.
Let me tell you, this is down today. Asia Met is one of those companies I'm talking about. If you're doing your research on this, I held a stock at about 1p. It's now 10p. It's 10 bagger, right? Phenomenal board. They've done it before. They've taken small caps to billion dollar market caps, and copper, and they've gone doing this with copper. And Stephen, who is vice president of exploration, is taking a back seat now. He's done, you know, he's lived basically in Indonesia most of his life. He's taking the back seat, but he's still going to be, you know, consulting the company. He's not going away. But Asia Met are going to the point now where they're going from almost explorer to producer. They're going to start building a mine. So Steve is not needed as much hands-on as possible, but he can give advice to those explorers out there. Steve's a great guy, but people are the share price is down on that. And they go, no, he's not gone away. He's still big buddies with the company. He's still a consultant, but he doesn't need to be as hands-on, you know, as he was. Any help they need, they'll ask him. But, you know, the company is transitioning almost to explorer to brilliant. Anyway, a chart. ARS. Arse! Nicola, any double bottoms in the arse?
No, but we're coming back. You know, arse is really coming back to test the 200-day moving average before it keeps going higher. I really don't see any reason for this to be a major reversal. Yeah. So far, it's unfolding just as corrective price action. And so we've had a first swing lower. That was the swing lower that we had in mid-March. And now we're seeing our second leg lower. And then I think we should find a bottom, either at 9.7 or 10. That's sort of one third back. That's a typical for a correction. So 9.7 or big round number 10. Otherwise, I think if we squeeze a little bit lower, we're going to go to that 200-day and all those lows from January, which are going to be around 8.7, 8.65, potentially down to 8.5. So I would look for, if the support at 10 doesn't hold, look for support between 8.05 and 8.55, I think.
Lovely. All right, Nicola. You stop there. Take a break. Don't carry on. You know, you do that now and again, don't you? You stop.
I'm not going to. I was going to add something out. I'm not going to.
Go on then, what was it? But once you stop for a big breath, you've got to stop.
You know, if you take a look at the RSI, we're really quite oversold. You know, we're right down there at approaching levels where we could be. You know, the daily RSI is below 30. So, you know, it's never been below 30. You know, it's approaching. So this big round at number 10 or 9.7 looks pretty good for it.
Okay, all right. Next one is Great Western Mining Corporation. Had a massive rally yesterday. Came back a bit, but still double digits, I think. It's down today, but then up again today. So they've done an M2 update, which is their copper gold prospect in Mineral County, Nevada, US of A. You know what I'm saying? I see. They've done some assay results. And they've got some various grades of copper there. Within that was 2.5% copper. Over what space? One by five. Anyway, GWMO, what do you reckon, Nicola?
GWMO had been making a bottom, you know, for about 8 months, and this was a spectacular breakout yesterday. Now what we've got, we came back, though, quite a long way. It's held above the breakout level, though. So now we just kind of need everything to calm down. I think we'll see an inside day. I think that we're going to hold on support around 1.16. And then I'm looking for it to turn higher again, and we see another leg higher in this one. I really do think that this is a breakout, and this is just a pullback retest.
Lovely stuff. Right.
Yeah. Yes. Next stop, which should be the previous highs at 2.55, and then I would look for us to continue to new highs, potentially, I think, 3.
Okay. Big day yesterday for the oil and gas industry. It was the 30th offshore awards, OJ award licenses, and within that, I3 Energy. And now we did look at this chart recently, and it was sort of rallying towards this news because they were very confident of this license. Now they are with the big boys. There's not many big boys been awarded these size licenses, but they have solely as an operator. And it basically will up their prospective resources from, what was it, 20, I think, million barrels up to 80, a potential 80. So, I mean, and it's come back a bit. It was at the 130 pence yesterday, and it came back a bit. But now it's around the pound level, which you mentioned before, you know. But you've got to look at the fundamentals of this company. Even if you halve that estimate of 40 million and then halve it again, say, JV, so that's 20 million barrels, and do the maths on that, this is still, you know, quite undervalued. That's what I'm saying about good companies on down days. Do your research. Wait, be patient. Wait for a down day. But I3E, I think, you know, is a good company. I'm involved here. I did buy some stock at about 40 pence. Because I appealed for people on Twitter. I said, do you know any small cap companies below 10 million market cap with a big asset? This came up on the spreadsheet. I saw it, loved it, did some research. I bought into it straight away at about, I think, it's about 40 pence. But what do you reckon, Nicola?
I reckon in this stock, you know, that this is obviously a solid uptrend. We're at new highs. We had a huge day yesterday. We haven't even retraced half of yesterday's move. I think that there is really good support around 100, 101. And so I am looking for it to find its feet there. You know, I think we could extend below that perhaps a little bit down to around 94.5. But I think if we have a daily close back above 100, it stays bullish and we can see it continue higher. If we have a daily close below 100, I think that potentially there's a bigger correction underway, but we still shouldn't go back below 85. And then I'm looking for this to turn higher and another leg higher to 157 to 162.
Yeah, well, listen, what's come off the back of this? I chatted to the guys yesterday. There's also funding news about to come in, or JV and funding as well. So there's going to be sort of a partner coming in, probably. So that news not far off, because this like they're waiting for this licensing round to conclude those talks. So I think those talks will be released very soon. Obviously, have to go through legals and nomads and brokers. But I think pretty much they did say on the podcast, you know, that allowed them to conclude their JV talks with a partner. So I think we'll see some news coming out of this. Okay, next one up is New Oil and Gas. Completely sort of farming today on their asset there. But New OG, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Yeah, New OG. You know, we were waiting for this correction to be over, the one that started at the end of February. We got a double bottom. We made a low on the 26th of April, and then we matched it on the 18th of May. Now we're rallying. We've broken out from that bottoming range. Yeah, I think this is a new swing higher underway. My target is 2.06.
Okay. Yay. Sorry, I'm just reading out the farming agreement on the PL. They should give these license names something easy, something catchy, you know? Now, this the farming agreement for PL202-1 bracket A. So, well then.
Yeah,
they could make that somewhere easy, couldn't they? I'm trying to think what it was. Yeah. But anyway, so that's a new one. And the last one is United Oil and Gas, of course. Again, like I said, big day for oil companies. They've announced, let me just get the details this right, they've announced yet another, this company has been sort of listed only for less than a year, and they've got about 8 licenses now, but they've been provisionally awarded UK blocks. They included Discovery, a previous discovery by ConocoPhillips, and they reckon this could have a maximum or it's from 14 to 16 million barrels of oil, so estimates are around about 9 million barrels on a mid case. So again, and they've diversified again within their portfolio. Nick, what do you reckon? UOG.
You know, UOG looks like UOG that we just looked at, in that we've just made a double bottom, and the double bottom that we made was exactly 50% of the rally from the December lows. So we pulled back 50%, came back to the daily 200 moving average and made a double bottom. The difference is that we haven't broken out above the kind of little pivot in the middle of the W, if you like, in a double bottom. And when we do a close above 5.04, we'll confirm it, then we'll be on our way higher. My target for this stock is 8.
8? Well, do you know what?
I think 8.
Yeah, well, 8.8 is, what is it? Is a target for one of the things, next Corelli and the Coulter prospect to come in. And but basically, the broker's got a target in this, 13 point something pence. That's not including this target, not including Jamaica as well, which is another high impact well. So, very interesting. All right, Nicola,
Okay. Thank
you very much for that. And by the way, if you want to see the video, you can see it on the website. A bit later, give me a chance. I'll put audio on there and stuff and put up the YouTube. You can see it at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely. Thanks, Nicola.
Perfect. Bye. The dog says bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Cuando compras una blusa y falda ultra chic en JCPenney por tan solo $60, no solo estás comprando una blusa y falda ultra chic en JCPenney por tan solo $60, estás comprando la mirada de todas las mamás del colegio por tan solo $60. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. El precio incluye el 20% de descuento con el cupón. Oferta válida hasta el 2 de agosto. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.